in August this time, about the August red. It's been running about a week now. Hmm. Yeah, but they've been starting in September. But they said the man on the news said Rainey started school early as he did to keep the children out of the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. See, now if it wasn't so since the thing, you know, is combining children too much, you know, they got to have a little exercise. But it'll be so they can stay in school every day.
Yeah, that'd be good
point. Because now they don't try to get out of the road for you.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
You just got to look out for him.
That's right.
Now, I remember this young, old young, you know the main street down here.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Well, it's a little block over there behind this first block. Mm-hmm. Well, the children was all out in the street, just like that highway out there. They didn't have no sidewalk or nothing. And that goes over here to the, you ain't never been to the schoolhouse over yonder.
No, I don't think
so. He's about a mile across over there. It's big. He got a big school over there. Got all his two or three big places over there. And then they went and start and fix a sidewalk. Mm-hmm. I used to pick up eggs. Mm-hmm. And I used to go over there as a boy, but I could go over there, but of course I go for school hours. Mm-hmm. But they didn't lie no. No, nobody over there, you know, this, and had a one-way street, he called it. And they went in and built a sidewalk from this young second, from the first block, clean over that school. And one day, then you could go then, you could go back and forth. And one day they turned out over there, and all the children all out in there. In the street, and this young man said, come over there and told the police to go over there. Them children was in the street. They couldn't hardly get by. Mm-hmm. And he went over there and told them then about getting on the stair on the sidewalk. See, now they just get on the sidewalk two or three and stay out and be out the causeway. And my girl come there and told him about the police come over there raising, saying this thing. I said, he done right. I said, now what he ought to done, he ought to took that strop, what's on that, on his, you know, that club. I said, and wore him out. And I said, if it'd been mine, when he got there, he'd have got another. Now that's where the difference at. Your mama, my mama, had children. Now when you went to her, come over our house, now, mama got to take care of you, and when I went over there, your mama got to take care of me. And and if I done anything, if we done anything, we didn't have a business. Now, they come out and whoop everything. Mm-hmm. See? Right. Now, that's what it's different at now. You don't, if you hear somebody child now, mm-hmm. Boy, you got to go to jail or pay a fine. Or mm-hmm. See, now, that's what it, and that wouldn't make it so bad. It ain't the matter, you know, you got a child. Now, what I want to kill your child, and I got a child.
Mm-hmm.
See?
That's right. Yeah.
You got to think about my child. I'm going to think about yours, because I don't want to kill yours, and you don't want...
Mm-hmm. That's right. That's
about
that.
And I hear a lady say one day, she said she had she loved children.
Mm-hmm.
And she didn't have a child in the world.
Hmm.
And I told her, I said, now, you got to love so far.
Yeah.
You ain't got mother's love. Mm-hmm. You ain't got father's love.
Mm-hmm.
See, because you ain't got... But now, I can love your child.
Mm-hmm.
But if I ain't got none, I ain't got no father's love. And
that's right, yeah.
Yeah, see, well, that's where the difference coming at.
Yeah.
See?
When a little kid, and he can say that he leaves home to go to, you know, to go to school, but he didn't show, what do you say he's done? You say he's...